Hi, I'm Morgan McCullum. I'm the creator of Boise Art Scene. I'm currently an artist in residence here at the Commonwealth through the Alexa Rose Foundation. And this is vlog number two. So this is my space. I've got some of my lights set up, hoping to make it kind of interesting to see, I guess. I don't work with a lot of stuff. I've got a computer behind me, and that's my tool of the trade, pretty much, aside from my camera, which I can't show you because I'm currently recording on. But yeah, lights, sound. I've got my recorder back over there. It's going with my wireless mics. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about my second week here. Some things didn't quite go to plan. I was going to interview several artists, but you know, life got in the way. But I did get to interview fellow resident C.L. Young and talk with her about what they're up to. And she writes. Poetry is her current body of work. And hopefully that will, I'll be able to turn that into a podcast episode. I didn't do these super conversationally. Again, they're mainly for my main body of work that I'm doing here during my residency, which will be a larger piece about the economy of art and what artists need, for lack of a better term. Still figuring that out. I also spoke with the owner, creator, part owner, Nellie Garibian, and her father, Bill Garibian, run the Idaho Art Gallery in Meridian. And I spoke with her about Art Guide of Ada County, which is another project that she has worked with others to help create. And yeah, she's just somebody who's really passionate about helping to bring art to our community and bring artists in and help artists grow in our community here. So a couple of really interesting conversations. I'm not 100% sure, again, if Nellie's will turn into a podcast. I shot them more interview style and less conversational, but keep an eye out for those as we go here in the future. There's an art opening that CL was heading to and several of the other Commonwealth people. It's hosted by William Lewis. I did an interview with him and a video on him a while back. So if you're interested, you can check that out. But he's not the one that's actually having the show. But he is hosting the show. So that's an interesting one. So this week at the Commonwealth, early on, there was a film showcase hosted by one of the previous residents. And that was really neat to see. One of the fun pieces was about unintentional art of graffiti removal and comparing the big blocks that get made to like some of the modern masterpieces that are out there. Really fun stuff. Lots of other things that were covered there as well. On Thursday for the residents, they had a happy hour and brought in a guest there. Lots of stuff happening here. I've been able to touch base with several of the people here. I'm hoping to interview one of the artists here, Matthew. Lots of stuff going on, trying to get this going and figured out. I wanted to talk a little bit more about me. So I have been living in this valley for about 20 years now. I am a transplant. I spent most of my time out in Wilder, which if you don't know where that is, I don't blame you. But for 18 years, I lived out there. It's about an hour away from Boise. And then when I went to college, I started spending a bit more time in Boise proper. And I noticed all of the amazing work that was around here when I took a workshop class through Boise State, but it had some of the people at the city involved in teaching it. And they did a walking tour, and there was so much stuff that's just out there that, you know, you can walk by and never give a second thought to. And so I really wanted to bring awareness to the people making those things and that those things exist. So I created Boise Art Scene. There's some confusion because by calling it Boise Art Scene, it sounds like it's something like officially sanctioned by the city, but it's always been me, and my friend Katie has helped out with the social posting, but the video creation, the going out there and finding things, that's been me. I don't have a funding source that brings in cash for this. The closest I've had to that is for my personal work in this residency here. But I don't have any group backing me or any government backing me. It's just me. And that's a big part of why things have in general slowed down on this page. Especially when I was commuting out to Wilder. but I originally started creating videos about artists as a twofold thing, to do something that wasn't news related and to help on a cause that I saw as needed. And I think that art is too easy to ignore and to just dismiss as part of the ambiance of the area. And I want to make sure that we recognize that there are people creating this stuff, and without funding, without places for them to do it, it's going to be very hard for them to continue doing it here. And in my conversation today with CL, it might have been leading on my part, but I talked about how it seems like space is becoming less and less available. Studio space is becoming less and less, and affordable spaces are harder. And it takes a combination of philanthropy and business owners and, you know, grants. It's a whole mixed bag to get all of this stuff going. And a place like the Commonwealth here, that's a converted industrial space changed to workspace, communal workspace, presentation space. I think this is the kind of thing that is probably the future of, or where art in Boise is heading, artists in Boise, rather than, you know, most people I talk with, they either work out of their house or they work out of some other small or shared space. And I really feel like we can, that artists can thrive in this kind of an environment. It doesn't have to be here. I think that having communal spaces or things like the gym, where you have individual spaces, but it's also a place for creating art. I think that's very important. This is a bit more rambly than I intended it to be, but I wanted to update on what I've got going on. I wanted to talk about being in this space and show you a little bit about, you know, where I'm at, what it currently looks like. Hopefully, as time goes on, things will change. But yeah, I've got the ball rolling. I've got a couple of interviews under my belt now here about the topics that I'm wanting to talk about. And I'm excited to just, again, share this and bring you all along. And I hope that we can create something and wonderful and bring awareness to all the greatness that's happening here. Well, thank you and goodbye.